So Mark and Lauren and I are all big baseball fans, and to some extent, we're probably even fanatics. So with spring training getting underway, the first games are today, it's a time of year we like to think about.
Yeah, you know, growing up in southern New England, there were two major league teams within a short drive, three if you count the Mets. Every year come February, I'd burrow a tunnel through the snow to get to the newspaper box so I could read about all things Yankees in sunny Florida. There's never any real jealousy about my baseball heroes practicing among the palm trees while I was putting on my eighth layer of clothes to go out and shovel. That's because no matter how cold it got and how many times I slipped on the ice, I knew that baseball, and by extension summer, would be here soon enough. I was never able to get to a spring training game until I moved to Arizona more than a decade ago. When I was growing up, the games weren't even broadcast, and this was more than a few years before live streaming would become a thing anyone had heard of. But I imagine the players, having escaped the northeastern winter, basking in the warm sun of Florida and Arizona, playing catch and taking batting practice. And I dreamed about the day when the snow would melt and my next-door neighbor and I could bundle up, dig out our wiffle ball bats, and renew our version of the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry. When I finally got to a spring training game, it was fun. A relaxed atmosphere, beautiful weather, and lots of excitement. But it also felt a little like a regular season game, just with players I'd never heard of. I recognize the reality probably never matched my frostbitten fantasy, but frankly, I'm just happy people are playing baseball.
For me, growing up in Phoenix as a baseball fan, once the regular season started in April, the closest I'd get to a Major League Baseball game was through my radio, with Vin Scully doing Dodgers play-by-play. And the Dodgers were the despised rivals of my favorite team, the Cincinnati Reds. So in mid-February arrived and brought some of the best baseball players in the world to my hometown. Whether the games counted or not, I was ecstatic. That spring sensory explosion poets often write about may sound too ridiculous to be real, but it was an actual collection of feelings I had, and most of them revolved around spring training. The smell of a freshly mowed outfield, the sounds of a pitch popping the catcher's mitt, and the taste of an overcooked hot dog with just a little bit of mustard in a soft, squishy bun. In those early to mid-80s days, I'm talking about the year and the temperature, we could get autographs and the players never seemed wary or to think that we only wanted to sell them. Usually we didn't even know who the players were because they were wearing uniform numbers between 70 and 90 and probably wouldn't even go north with the big league team. The innocence of those days really hit me when I looked into buying tickets last spring. If I wanted to be in a real seat and not on a towel, I'd be paying at least $20 because, yes, spring training is now big business with top-notch stadiums that need to be paid for. I understand all of that. I also understand how much fun it was to arrive at a game in the fifth inning and have a security guard let you in for free.
My Grandpa John was buried with his Cubs hat in his casket. It was, unfortunately, a few years before they finally won their first World Series since 1907, but we all knew he was toasting them in his grave. So my earliest memories of spring training in Phoenix all have to do with him. Every March, he would pack up his best Hawaiian shirts and, of course, his Cubs hat and bid adieu to the unending Nebraska winter. And for a blessed few weeks, he'd sit in his wheelchair in the best seats in the house at Hohokam Park and watch his Cubbies lose. But that never seemed to bother him much. He'd shell peanuts with my dad and talk to the other Midwestern fans who'd escaped the winter to cheer on the worst team in baseball. I was never a Cubs fan. My parents moved out of the Midwest long before I was born. I became a Diamondbacks fan when most of us did in Phoenix, when they won the World Series back in 2001. I remember watching Gonzo hit that last walk-off hit against the Yankees in my parents' living room. We all went nuts. I was a freshman in high school then, and the Diamondbacks haven't won a World Series since. They've hardly even made it into the playoffs. But if watching my grandpa's undying love of the Cubs through 50 losing seasons taught me anything, it was that baseball isn't about winning. It's about loyalty. And I'll be there at spring training again this year, whether or not the games count, to cheer on my team and eat some peanuts.